Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Bob with you here on a gorgeous Thursday. Hope everybody is having a great day. Appreciate you tuning in, as always. So, you know, once again, say it with me, people. List season. It's list season. And last week, we looked at Athlon's ranking of all 120 FBS college football head coaching jobs. And Nebraska was ranked 19th, which to me, I think is about right and about fair. I think Nebraska's somewhere between, you know, 15, 20, 25, if you want to get real pessimistic. And I think that's about right, about fair. But I also saw this list, because again, say it with me, people. It's list season. There you go. Tom Fornelli and everybody at CBS ranked the top 25 college football head coaches in the country. Now, I always find this list so much harder to do because, I mean, like, is it a career achievement award? Is it about where you're trending? How much does recent history matter? How much does what you did over the course of 10, like, how much does what you did 10 years ago matter? Like, what are we talking about? If we had to hire a coach, who would it be? You see what I'm saying? There are a million ways to judge and assess and rank a coach. I mean, for instance, how do you compare what Kirk Ferentz has done to what Scott Frost has done? Or, how do you compare a rapper that has one album to like Hove or Nas or something, you know, like it's hard to do. Like, yeah, he's got one good album, but like, and the reality is the more albums you drop, the more you might have a few that are like, ugh, you know, just like the more seasons you coach, you probably have a season that's like, yeah, that was not a good year. But nevertheless, it's interesting. It's an interesting study and thing to look at and discuss, right? So where did CBS have Scott Frost ranked? They had him at 25. They had him just making the list, 25th, which is obviously a drop off to where he was viewed a year ago. Because remember, he had no bad or losing season yet, right? I mean, went to a bowl game year one in Central Florida, and they went undefeated in year two at Central Florida. They went undefeated. He was the national coach of the year, all that. But after a 4-8 season in year one in Nebraska, I mean, for some people, some of the shine gets knocked off a little bit, which I get. I mean, it's totally understandable. There's a reason they keep scoring. There's a winner and a loser, right? Now, again, I'd rank him higher than that. I would, but I also get it, you know? Like, I'm not going to turn and be like, that's where I mean, he's got a small sample size. It's only 3 years as a head coach, two of which were either average to below average, even though last year you kind of give a pass to. But 1 year was incredible, and he was the national coach of the year. I think he's a top 15, top 20 coach with the arrow trending way up. Because to me, Frost is the kind of coach that just checks all the boxes, right? His coaching tree is incredible. He's coached on both sides of the football. He's been a position coach. He's been an offensive coordinator. He's coached in the East Coast, in the West Coast, in the South, and he's got an identity and runs a new age fun style that is attractive to players nowadays. I think he's got a unique, authentic personality. He's not a rah-rah dynamic guy, but he's got an understated, quiet swag to him that I think's pretty cool. And then not to mention that the guy won a national championship as a quarterback. So to me, the guy's a total package. He's the total package. And I think without question, obviously, his best coaching days are ahead of him, period. There's some guys, their best coaching days are probably behind them. Because think about it. Like, coaching is just like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Think about your job, whatever it is that you do right now. Just think about it for a second. Think about how good you were in year two or three of your job compared to now. Not even close. Heck, you're probably better 2 months ago, or you're better now than you were 2 months ago. Well, same school of thought applies to coaching too. You figure out what you like, you figure out what you don't like, you figure out what works, you figure out what doesn't, you figure out how do you want to structure practices to perfection, how you want to game prep, how you want to interact with the players, game experience, managing big stuff, on and on and on and on. And I think Frost's best days as a head coach are ahead of him. And again, where there's some guys who probably, I don't know if their best days are ahead of him. Frost is good now, and he's only going to get better. So I think it's hard to sit here and say Frost is a top 10 coach. Like, that's a hard argument to make, right? 3 years, one good year. Like, it's a hard argument to make. Again, I think he's somewhere in between the top 15, top 20 coaches, to me. Again, arrow trending up. And with digesting the 4-8 record last year, I always think you got to think about the situation he inherited. For instance, there's another really hot young coach that is very highly thought of. Lincoln Riley. He is very much in the Frost mold, right? Hot, new, young coach, took over a big program in Oklahoma, and he's been wildly successful in his first 2 years in Norman, Oklahoma, gone to the playoff two straight years. But, got to consider what he inherited, right? Not to take anything away from Lincoln Riley, but he inherited two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. In Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Plus, that roster was loaded with elite talent. And Bob Stoops had that foundation established. Literally, it was all in place. There was no system change, no style change on offense or defense. He didn't need to go out and hire a brand new staff. He didn't need to massively upgrade the talent. He didn't need to totally reboot the strength and conditioning department. In some ways, the semi-truck of Oklahoma football was loaded up and flying down the highway at a cruise control of 75 miles per hour. And you know what? He kind of just slid over from shotgun to the driver's seat. Little different than what Frost took over. Frost, that semi-truck had two flat tires. Nothing was loaded in the back. It was out of gas. He didn't have GPS. He had to go get a GPS, fill up the tires, load it up, then get in the... It started raining. Someone drove by, splashed water on him on the interstate. Like, a little different. So, again, listen... I'm not trying to take anything away from Lincoln Riley. He's been really good. But what I am saying is I don't think it's fair to crush Frost for last year, given the nature of the job he took over. Give Lincoln Riley's Nebraska's job last year and Frost the Oklahoma job the last 2 years, and let's see what happens, you know? Now, I'm not sitting here saying like he would have replicated the exact same success, but you give him Baker Mayfield and that talent. I mean, come on. Again, not ripping Lincoln Riley. I'm simply trying to defend those that would rip Frost for last year big time. Like, oh, God, hey, boy, did Frost get unveiled or what? Hey, Bill, you see Frost? Not as good as they think. Calm down. Calm down. I think you always have to consider what a guy is walking into. So, I mean, I'm still wildly high on Frost. I think he's a top 15, top 20 coach. So I disagree with the 25th ranking of Frost of the top coaches according to CBS, but I also can wrap my mind around it given the small sample size and what two of the 3 years have looked like, right? But within that, two of the 3 years, consider the situation. You know what Central Florida's record was before he got there? 0-12. He took over a team that won zero football games, you know, and had them undefeated in 2 years. Nebraska was a mess. It was a total mess. We all seen it. We all saw it. We all witnessed it. Awful. Foundation and cultural disaster. Not a great roster. Total rebuild. So there is what you walk into that has to be taken into consideration as well. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. 402-951-1620. All right. 45 minutes away from Mr. Kevin Kugler. A couple hours away from my guy Brian Munson. Talk a little Husker recruiting. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time.